I think such is the nature of life, that there's certain things within our control and certain things completely beyond our control. After I have done my best to prepare and even be chosen, but when will my turn come to perform? I don't have a clue. Completely beyond my control. I can do my best in preparing for an exam in the university and college. What's the question paper? How will it come? What would the questions be? Are completely beyond my control. I think there's this one aspect that we all need to accept and come to terms with in life. There's going to be things that are beyond our control. Let's not fight this back. And let's not come into the mode of controllership thinking that everything's in my hands. That thinking that everything's in my hands can disappoint us, frustrate us when things don't go our way. So I think that's one aspect that I talk about, is come to terms with it that there's going to be things that don't go my way, you know, and everything doesn't go by my watch. Life has its watch. Higher powers have their watch, and things will come to us. Also, you know, there's this bulbs right up here, you know, they're lighting up the whole studio where we're shooting. It's quite amazing, these bulbs giving their light. But there's many bulbs in the storeroom who are waiting there to come in the studio and give their light so that the shooting can happen. When will that bulb in the studio ever get a chance to come up here? Now, the beauty of life is that the bulb up here doesn't last forever. No bulb has lasted forever, and no bulb will last forever. No speaker has lasted forever. No speaker will last forever. No actor has lasted forever in terms of their fame. No actor will last forever. No athlete, no sports person has lasted forever, and no sports person will last forever. Just like this bulb. Everyone has their time. Everyone has their day. And that day doesn't last forever. So which basically means, the bulb here won't be there one day. And the bulb in the storeroom is going to get its chance to come to this lampshade one day to light up the studio. You know what? The question in the mind of that little bulb there is, I agree, sir, all this philosophy understood. Sounds good, all this gyan.
Yes.
Sounds great. All this gyan sounds great. Yeah. But how do I continue until
Correct.
Then?
That is the question.
So I think the parameter, the principle, the value, the ethic that actually helps us continue with perseverance and patience is hope. Hope is that one element that can keep us going. The worst thing to happen in life is to lose hope and be hopeless. So if you're sitting there waiting for our turn to come, hope against hope. One day, I will also have my time and my place. When, how, we do not know, because these are factors that are completely beyond our control. But that bulb will one day be there, and there's a lot of hope.
I love that.